Yeah, understood there. Well, I guess here's this. I'll throw this out there. This is what that radio can do, and what it doesn't do. It's a single receiver, single antenna port. So I've actually had a radio that's had two antenna ports, so I had two different HF antennas for different bands, and it was nice because it would automatically switch the antenna ports based on what band I had the radio set to. But for the use case that you're going to have, one antenna is probably going to do you just fine. The antenna tuner in that radio is great. It's not amazing, but it's good enough. It does have an emergency tuner function that I used. It's usually a feature I use for, like, field day, where my antenna is subpar. It limits you to, like, 50 watts, but it lets you tune a wet noodle, essentially, which is kind of great. But the radio's got a USB port on the back, and what that means to you is basically any HF digital mode that you see on a YouTube video, that radio is capable of doing it. You just got to set up the software correctly, and there's tons of YouTube guides out there to help you figure some stuff out like that. But it's a decently inexpensive feature-rich rig. I think my favorite part is the SDR function, that it is an SDR. You can tap anywhere on the screen, look at the whole band all at once. I think it lets you zoom that waterfall out to like 500 kilohertz both directions, or total. I don't remember. I don't ever zoom it out that far. I just leave it at a certain setting and forget about it. But, built-in tuner, really good audio, especially if you tune it up correctly. It's got a lot of digital signal audio processing settings. And a whole bunch of stuff like that. It's a solid rig.